This is not episode 8 of Seed Reviews. This is just a cover-up.
But then it's okay?
Sure.
Then you don't hear more yokai.
So this is okay. Not episode 8 at all. I am not announcing episode 8.
This of is what?
Of Seed Reviews.
Oh, so could it be episode 8 of something else?
No, I'm just not announcing episode 8 of Seed Reviews. It doesn't exist. We've erased it from existence, like all the other videos.
Ooh, just so it's just like VO and Mega Video.
YouTube. Anyway.
Oh, right.
So this is not episode 8 of Seed Reviews. This is not Popo Mayo Cake Fully. God damn it, this is your fault.
You didn't do enough rehearsing, did you?
Rehearsing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, we're unscripted, by the way.
You mostly. Can tell. We don't... Yeah. Anyways. We get really sidetracked easily here. Okay.
That's because you're around.
It's your fault. What are you talking about? Oh yeah, my god, so much sidetracking. Okay. This is why you should do this.
Okay, so what are we not reviewing today?
We are not reviewing Popotan, Fooly Cooly, Kayon, or Potemeo.
Alright, so stay tuned for the not reviewing of those not anime things. Yeah. We'll be back. Popotan. It's a piece of crap. Its rating is 1 out of 5, or 2 out of 10. It has 12 episodes, the genres are comedy, unnecessary, ecchi, yes I made that up, because it really doesn't need any. It has drama and magic in it. My side effect for it is turning to dandelions. By the way, Popotan is dandelions. Age recommendation is 18 plus and has a lot of nudity and like Lolicon. Bali. Yeah. Good for Albedo. Vintage 2003. The director is Shinichiro Kimura. He's been the director for Mabarahara Mohoraba. He's also done Venus vs. Virus, Web Ghost Peepopa, Siyukis, Karen, that vampire bitch anime, Handmade May, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So he's done a lot. The majority of it is crap, but it's okay for some of these. It has been dubbed, which I'm kind of surprised because Popotan is like shit. And guess who did it?
Oh, my God.
Guess who did it? Yes, you.
The same guy.
Yes, you with the light.
The same guy that did Lucky Star?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about Company.
Funimation.
No.
What?
Another bad one. You don't know any the other one that was bad?
I am in no state to be remembering things right now.
We're reviewing. You're supposed to remember things.
I write them
anyway,
down.
Anyway, it's Janaeon.
Okay.
Which, I'm actually kind of starting to hate them more than Funimation, which is surprising. Anyways.
I'm sure they hate you too.
I'm sure they do. I download a lot of their shit. Anyways, too bad there isn't a crap genre. Gah, let's start this. Popotan. It's all about these three sisters. I'm Mai Mei. They go around and talk to dandelions, which are also known as Popotan, that tell them where the person they are searching for is. That's basically all the plot is about. I guess I should probably go with the characters. I is a yander busty woman who is very kind but lacks, like, total common sense. Mai is the sunder teenage character who is unsociable to people other than her sisters. So she's kind of like Hikari. Anyways, Mei, she's very annoying, and she's like 8, and she's a loli, and she's probably going to get raped by Albed.
I was just about to say that.
And she wishes she was a magical girl. This anime is crap. It's all fan service, basically. The plot is pretty horrible. I wouldn't watch this at all. The only reason why you would want to watch this is if you like pointless storylines and breasts.
And loli.
So. Loli?
Yes.
Loli.
Sorry.
It's loli.
I can't pronounce anything today. I told you
loli.
This. Loli. I told you I'm tired.
Lol. There is full upper frontal in this series, so beware. Children should not watch this, even if it does have a childish plot. This is better than Fooly Cooly and Lucky Star, thankfully. It is better, because it actually has a plot. albeit retarded. The music is actually pretty enjoyable, even though it is considered otaku music. Quotes around those. The ending is probably the only song that I actually like, but the opening is decent, but the first 5 seconds of it are so annoying, like, when they're opening. Yeah, so, the opening, Popotan Butake de Sukumayate, by Under 17, sorry. the ending, is SUKI by Funta. It's a pretty catchy song, even though it is considered otaku music. So, don't watch this. Even if you're like dared and you lose in bed or something like along those lines, because it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It is better than Lucky Star, though, thankfully. I don't think there is anything that can go past it right now. We'll see. So. Rating is 0.5, and it's 1 out of 10 for people that can't multiply or add. Then we go on a tangent again. Anyways, it has 6 episodes. The genres are mecha, romance, action, and magic. Well, kind of magic-ish. The side effect is, like, being dumb enough to write a story where the main character is a dumb little kid and he uses a guitar as a weapon. Yeah, that's the best side effect ever. Age recommendation is 14 plus, as it doesn't have violence according to Albedo.
Yeah, you hit, like, a giant robot with a guitar, what, 5 times total in the anime?
Yeah, and they, like, die. With a doesn't make sense.
It's just so dumb.
A cannon, maybe, but not a guitar. Anyways, this came out like 9 years ago from the 2000. Yeah, I think it just came out of the millennium anyway. The director, it has like 4 or 5. So that's probably why it's so random and retarded. And it has been dubbed, and guess who did the dub?
You're having me guess things again?
Yes.
You're really into this today, aren't you?
Yes, yes, do the dub. Who did it?
Gia, whatever you said, I forgot.
Genion. Yes, they did it. I like their voice actors they hire, but they really, like, license some shit. Although they did license Tales of Phantasia, so I should probably recant that statement before I get into a fight. Anyways, it's even worse than Popotan. This anime is about this elementary school student, forgot what his name is, I really don't care, who is playing with his...
Takun, I think. I forgot. I think it's Takun.
Yeah. Something. Doesn't matter. He's playing around with his brother's girlfriend when all of a sudden he gets hit by, like, a motor scooter, and then he gets hit by a guitar the driver of the motor scooter was holding. Like, it fell off or something. And it just goes on there with a bunch of random shit that really doesn't matter and nobody would want to ever see, and it's not funny at all because this anime is freaking retarded. Anyways, this series has no redeeming factors. One word to describe it, one word, just to describe this anime is crap. The anime is very jumpy and it tries to be funny, but it just isn't. It's just retarded. It's like most random comedies. Hell, Popotan is much better than this. Don't ever watch this. If punch yourself in the nuts if you even think of watching this. It'll actually recreate the scenario in a much faster way without having your eyes to bleed.
Well,
the music, what?
I'm sorry, before you go on a little further. I think it might be a little too late for most of the people already, because this is one of the first anime most people watch. Or at least
that
I know.
That's a good point. Damn famous anime.
But I guess as a word of warning to new people just now getting into anime, who are probably not even listening to this, then yes.
Yeah. So, that one guy who does listen to this... Go tell people not to watch this if they're just getting into anime. Thank you. Thank you, Albedo. Anyways, the music, it's pretty horrible. I mean, it's okay, but all the music from the pillows all sounds the exact same. And it's pretty slow and kind of, like, boring. I don't recommend listening to this for long periods of time, because you'll probably get a headache or something, migraine. That has a whole bunch of ops and ads and insert music. I'm not going to go through it. It's all by the pillows, though, so if you don't like the pillows, you won't like this anime, because it's just, there's tons of their songs in it, everywhere. And they have like 28 songs in it overall, something like that, in 6 episodes. So, yeah.
Too many is what you need to know. It's too many.
Yeah.
apologize to people who are listening. I am really, really out of it today. Like, much, much worse than last review. But I will do the reviews. Anyways, today is going to be a very hateful episode.
I'll just get Riot if you, like, leave or something.
I'm not going to leave. Just today
I
was
Riot. I want a review with Riot, because we'll probably, like, go into 40-minute discussions on, like, if I criticize an anime and he'll, like, try to defend it or something.
Fine. Drop me, then.
I'm not going to drop you. I'm just saying if you're gone, I'm going to get Riot. And then you can do the same.
I don't want to talk to Riot. No offense to Riot, I just don't really feel like arguing with him.
I don't feel like arguing with him with some things, but he's pretty interesting to argue with sometimes.
I've never even heard his voice, so.
Oh. It has a very Chinese accent to it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a joke.
No, it's true. Anyways, your turn.
Right.
Before we get too off track.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. So, alright. So, like I was saying before. Right, so, this is going to be a very hateful episode because all of these animes suck. Especially the next one. Spotemeo. Genres for this are comedy and slice of life. The director is...
What? Slice of life?
Yes, slice.
Are you seriously?
You take a life and you slice it.
And and then you put it back together with tape?
I'll get to that. Okay. So the director What the hell? It's the first episode again.
Sorry. I thought I had my cat just, like, messing around with my mic.
He got up there?
I'll edit this. Yeah, he got on my face, okay?
I believe it. Anyways, start over for the third time.
You don't need to start over, just...
Well, I will anyway, just for the flow of it.
Fine.
So, Potemeo, it is a comedy with slice of life. Okay, the director is Takahashi Ikehara. Ooh, I pronounced that correctly. Alright. He did Turn A Gundam, Genshiken, and Daphne the Brilliant Blue, which I have no clue what that is. I know about the other two, just I have no clue what that is. It is 12 episodes long, and the age recommendation is Retarded Plus. You'll see why in a moment.
Retarded Plus?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, basically, it is about... Okay. A random, like, chibi-type person comes out of somebody's refrigerator. Just out of nowhere. Just comes out, you don't know why.
The main character is just like, he just opens his fridge and sees this thing just spinning around, and he just like closes the fridge and goes to school.
Yeah. But eventually he does, you know, let it out.
Yeah.
And he names it Potemeo. For no reason, really. You never know.
Well, I thought it was because potato and mayo, like, mayonnaise.
I didn't even hear that. Where did you...
I heard that from Wixmer, but I don't know if that's right. Because Wixmer really likes this anime.
I'm starting to see a trend here. Anyways. So, the main character's name is Tsunao Moriyama. I remember that. So, Potemeo comes from the fridge, and she starts just following him everywhere, going to school with him, just sitting on his head. Usually, that's where she is. And, a little later, like, I think it's the second or third episode, maybe, another one comes out. And it's probably the best character in the entire series. Her name is Guchiko, and she is awesome. Only for one reason, just for one particular reason. She's very, like, she's the opposite of Putumayo, basically, because she is so easily angered and so grouchy, and she has a sight. Now, she goes around school, or wherever, really, and just slices things with her sight. And then she puts it back together with tape.
Yeah. Awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
Well, scythe automatically means awesome.
Just the fact that she puts it back together with tape.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's pretty much all I can really say. I mean, there's... Okay, I'm going to just get to my comments now because there's no point in telling you the summary. This, it really doesn't have one. The anime is just really a bunch of random things happening. There's no really storyline.
And the main character is really dull. Morimita, that's his name, isn't it?
No. Oh, Moriyama.
Okay.
Well, you close enough. Yeah, there's no storyline until the very, very end. And even then, it's just like... It's decent
one or two episodes
to the rest of the anime, yeah. It fails so much at comedy. It's so much. Except for the taping of the thing. That's funny.
Yeah. That's so cute.
It's so awesome. That specific part of the anime just makes it so much better. But the anime's still crap.
Yeah.
And there's this one girl who has a really, really high-pitched voice. You wouldn't believe. She is so... Just watch out.
And she's so evil, too.
Just watch out for that. Her voice. You will know exactly who I'm talking about if you ever decide to watch this. I recommend that you don't. Unless you're retarded. Or plus. And there are some characters that are really there for no reason whatsoever. They're just there for no reason whatsoever. Overall, music. The music is, the opening is Katomichi Catchbook by Mosaic. And to be honest, it's not really a good song. And let's see. And the ending is Utatane by Chato. Fuck, whatever. And that song is actually pretty boring, in my opinion.
Yeah, the opening is would be probably considered otaku music.
Yeah, it's not bad, it's just... Eh. Meh.
Meh.
Yeah. Alright, so this... Oh, one more thing I should say is this anime has really bad artwork. Terrible artwork.
It's like one step above Crayon Shinchan.
Yeah, seriously. Like, really bad. Okay. So, the overall rating I have is 1.5 out of 5. And the only reason it's 1.5 and not, like, lower than 1 is because of Gucci-go. She's just awesome. She's the only reason you want to keep watching the anime, if you do watch it.
Yeah, if you download it, you just skip to her parts.
Yeah. Okay, that is that. next hate. K-On. My god. Just... Anyways. The genres are comedy, slice of life, school life, and music. Now, you'd think that sounds good. It's not. The director is Naoko Yamada. He is a first-time director, actually. Or at least complete and total control director. He did the animation for Conan, Haruhi, and Air. Just animation. No directing. Just animation.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there's a different actor there.
Yeah.
Different director, sorry.
Yeah. It's his first time directing, or her first time. I don't remember if it's female or male.
I don't know. Females could be directors.
They can.
Oh, they can?
I'm pretty sure. If not, then somebody correct me. Okay. Don't really care that much. And he did the storyboard for it. Let's go with it. It did the storyboard for Clannad After Story and Haruhi, the second season.
Thank you, whoever that is. Thank you. For Clannad After Story, storyboard.
Yes.
He didn't write it, he just put it together very well.
You know, he directed the people that were putting it together very well. So in turn, he did nothing. He just stood there and watched. Anyways, we're going to get too sidetracked in this episode. It is 13 episodes long, and there is the special episodes are still coming out, but like one a month at best. They're like at 3 right now, and they come out at random times. So I would say about one a month, and I'm not even going to watch them because... Well, K-On sucks. Alright, the age recommendation is pretty much... Anyone can watch this if you, you know, want to. If you want to, you know, be stupid, yes. Or if you like really shitty music. Okay. Alright, so this anime is about this girl. Her name is Yui. And it's her first year in high school, and she has to join a club because everyone in high school has to join a club. And she's looking for a club, and she decides that she wants to bring back the light music club, which apparently died out last year because all of the officers graduated, and they had no members. So, she and her...
Wait. She did... This guy did the storyboard for Clannad, and that's about getting a drama club back together.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too.
Okay, go on.
Except this is completely different, because this is shit compared to Clannad. Anyways. Okay, where did I stop reading? Okay, so... She and her friend get one more person to join to play the keyboard. Yes. Yeah, okay. And they're looking for another member. And I don't think I should tell you how the rest of it plays out, because if you haven't already seen this, a lot of people already have. It would actually be spoiling, so I'll just leave it at that. Okay, now, their songs, the melody is not bad. They're on the right track on that, but the lyrics are so goddamn stupid. Like, the title of one of their songs is My Love is Like a Stapler.
What?
Yes. It's that dumb.
Whatever happened to, like, the good, overused, awesome... title songs.
Well, they chose
like
My Love
Harmony
is Like a Stapler.
Or Destiny, or Love, You, Again, or something. Yeah.
Well, they went down a really weird path. An office supply-based path. Okay.
There's the best joke of the episode, by the way.
Yay! Anyway.
You won the award for that.
The anime overall had a really, really, like, cute atmosphere, which is, like, so cute that it's creepy. Like, so incredibly, like, cute that I wanted to take 3 steps away from my screen and, like, keep my distance. And, the girls, the main characters, were not unique at all. They fit the common, like, girly, energetic girl stereotype a little too well. You know, they're not really memorable characters per se, except there's this one girl that's really, really shy, and her scenes are pretty funny. But other than that, there's not really much to it. I have a side effect for it, and it's being creeped out at the opening. Because the opening is really, really downright creepy. Like, it's so, so happy, and they're so, like, close to the imaginary camera that would be right there, that it's really creepy. Okay. The opening is Kagayake Girls by Aki Toyosaki and some other people that I don't feel like reading their names. And it's... the song in itself is way too happy. Like, this entire anime is way too happy. And the ending is apparently one of the highest ranking songs I've heard from a few people. I've yet to confirm this, though. It's Don't Say Lazy by Yoko Hisaka and a bunch of other people. And apparently it's not the same melody or the same, even close to the same rhythm as the opening is. It's a little different, a little more serious, I would say. So I guess that's why it's better. And overall, I have a 2.75 out of 5 for this anime. It's too cute. So creepy. They try too hard to be cute that it just gets creepy. That's it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's get to side stuff.
We have side stuff?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We are still recruiting for manga seed, anime seed, and seed subs. So check those out on the forums. Congratulations to Phi_DX for becoming the seed manager. We're still open for suggestions for seed reviews. Just send me a PM or post in the forums about it. I think I already have the thread up still, so go check that out. We need more. We need to make your stay better and so more people listen to us. Yeah. Do you have anything else?
I'm going through my stuff right now, see if I have anything. So play Jeopardy music or something in the meantime. Okay, I got it.
Kudash de de. Okay.
I really hope you don't edit that out. That was funny.
Sorry, Higurashi's song stuck in my head.
That was so worth the wait. Anyway. Actually, I do have, apparently, some stuff that I posted up today. Yes. I've been actually closing a lot of old threads because too many people have been reviving old threads like from like months ago that have already been done with, that are supposed to be gone and out of space. But they have been reviving those just for their post count. So I have closed anything that is more than 2 weeks old in almost all of the sections of the forums. So, right now, if you try to go to, like, anything older than that, you're not gonna... it's closed. Sorry. No spamming for you.
Lol.
The only once the only threads that are still going to be open no matter what are the for example the announcements, the like the recruiting thread or anything like that, the game threads or anything that's sticky in any section, unless it's already locked, that's a different story. And there are going to be some exceptions down the road, but that is up to us to decide. So if I accidentally, by any chance, closed something that I wasn't supposed to by mistake, please let me know. I might have. I did like 300 of them just today, so I might have not paid as much attention as I would have liked to. That is it.
Oh, didn't you do something else for the request thread or something?
Oh, I did. I did do that. I posted up a little... It's something to help more more to help us than you, because we're selfish like that. Not really. Basically, when you request an anime, I feel that I have this thing that you fill out this little... It's very short. Just put out the anime title, how long it is, and an article, the link to the Anime News Network article, and whether you want it for stream or download or both. So that will really, really help us out when you fill out an anime request. Because then we're just like looking all over for it and seeing how many episodes are missing or whatever we need. And it's just much, much easier, and things will get done much faster this way. So do that if you plan on requesting something.
Okay. So
you speak now.
We still have a couple of people that we're looking at to get to be scene managers, but we're gonna have like drop most of them, if not more of them, than if not all of them. I don't know. We need more people. Go, come, if you have time. You don't need to work really hard. Just do stuff every once in a while. Like, every other day is cool, I guess. Get on IRC every once in a while.
Yeah. You don't have to be like us, who are there every day because we don't have lives. I mean, you can go out and have a life.
Yeah. I'm surprised you said that. Anyways.
Of course I would.
Okay, well, I think this is the end of episode 8 of Seed Reviews, which is known as Popo Mayo Kefuli.
No, it's not known as Popo Mayo Kefuli. Remember, we didn't review today.
Oh, right. So, this is not the end of Popo Mayo Kefuli.
Because it doesn't exist.